Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. The gripping novel, The New Planet, by Carol Love Forbes, is emotional, thoughtful, and entertaining, a must-read sci-fi story. A Galactic Research Center team composed of spiritually inclined members undertakes the recovery of a dead planet. Tension arises in the team when a pragmatic outsider is selected to pilot the team's transport. The tension resolves to romance as the mission is completed. Carol Forbes has been publishing since 2011 with a range of genres from children's books to historic fiction to science fiction to self-help and to her biography. She started writing at the suggestion of stage friends after many years of acting and singing. Gary Love is Carol's brother. He's a retired scientist with many technical publications. He has collaborated with her on her writing and marketing. And Gary Love, back with us on This Week in America, as we look at Carol Love Forbes' highly acclaimed sci-fi novel, The New Planet. Gary, it's a pleasure. Welcome back to the program.
Oh, thank you very much. It's good to be back.
So much has changed since we talked the last time. Included in that was the passing of your sister, and she led such a remarkable career and about personal life as well, helping other people involved in the arts. And we wanted to take some time to not only talk about The New Planet, but to talk about Carol as a person, the impact she had on everybody around her in such a remarkable life and career. Gary, first of all, expressing my sincere condolences and so sorry for your loss. Tell us a little bit about your sister. She was really someone you looked up to through your entire life and took care of and nurtured and worked with her on her projects. Tell us a little bit about Carol. It all started for her, what, the Air Force, the famed Pasadena Playhouse. What a career she had.
Yeah. Thank you, Rick. And indeed it was. And she pursued her career. She tried various avenues. She was so artistic, you know, artistically inclined, you know, that she went to the Pasadena Playhouse. She studied under a Wagnerian teacher, so she had this operatic voice. Luckily, one of her friends at the Pasadena Playhouse got a job with the Pearl Bailey Show on a national tour. Carol was invited. And she ended up in New York City. She spent quite a number of years in New York City doing off-Broadway. And there were local theaters in North Carolina and in New Jersey that really propelled her career. It was remarkable. Each week there was a new presentation. It would be like, you know, this week is The King and I. The next week is going to be, you know, Funny Girl. And the cast had to learn their parts within a week and be available. That gave her a tremendous foundation. And so she became an excellent stage actress. And that then got her invited to two national tours. One was Funny Girl. The other was Cabaret, where they toured the United States, and I had the good fortune of seeing her on stage in San Francisco twice as the show came through. She spent more time doing a lot of Gilbert and Sullivan in New York. At some point, though, she decided to come back to California, which pretty much ended her career. She didn't really quite know why she did that. But she came back to California, did a lot of local theater. She, in fact, owned a theater in Burbank, California, and taught a lot of students acting. At her memorial, many came forward about how wonderful it was to work with her and what an inspiration she was to them. She was always that way. Everybody saw the love and the kindness in her, and she was very helpful. Her spiritual side has shown through. After she was back in California, though, then eventually she started doing oil painting and got very interested in other aspects, other arts. And she was, you'll see on her website, many of her paintings that were remarkable.
Oh, yes.
But when she finally, ended up in Lancaster, California, and she worked for the Air Force again as an executive secretary. At some point, there was a high school reunion that she was that she missed, but people remembered her and made contact. And as luck would have it, her high school sweetheart sought her out in Lancaster, California, married her, and brought her to Fresno, where she spent the last 25 years of her life. That was such a remarkable story, you know, to find that one special person in her
yes.
life and to be married. When she came to Fresno, she really concentrated on her arts, her oil painting, and did a remark and started something called ceramics. People paint miniature images on ceramics, and then they're fired, and so that's a permanent image. Her work was spectacular. I don't know, even with the magnifying glass, I don't know how she did the artwork that she put onto those. And many of her ceramics are also shown on the website.
That website, by the way, is very simple. Carole, that's Carole, Love, Love, publishing.com. You'll go there, you'll see pictures of her art, pictures of her performing, pictures of her in real life. It is worth the time to go to carollovepublishing.com. That's on our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and that will take you directly to the website that Gary has set up for Carole. Didn't mean to interrupt, but I want to make sure people would go to the website and see what a remarkable job she did as an artist.
Yes. Oh, thank you. Thank you. And at some point, I think it was mostly when she was still doing stage work in Southern California, she became a seamstress, and she literally created thousands of costumes, which she eventually gave to one of the local high schools in here in Fresno. So there was the costuming, which was another side of her creativity. I'm not sure what prompted it, but she started writing. Well, I think we said some of her stage friends suggested that she write. In fact, it was Pearl Bailey herself. Well, Carole did start writing, and she's one of the first documents that I have is 1987. She's written a lot of unpublished one-act plays, two-act plays. I'm thinking of just putting them on the website so people can can produce them if they want. So not only that, but her efforts then turned towards writing, and she did a remarkable amount of work in that area. And she spans so many genres. I think a lot of authors maybe focus in one area, but she did historic fiction. She did science fiction. She did self-help on singing, where it's not only detailed singing advice, you know, how you form the words, how you speak the words in singing, how you use your diaphragm to sing, but then there's a remarkable amount of just practical information for a young singer. You know, the most important one is when there's a rehearsal, or if there's an audition, show up. I guess she saw in her life so many people that didn't show up.
Yes.
And that's so important. So she had a lot of practical information, not only that, but then how to negotiate their career. That's just one element. What was remarkable about her historic fiction was her spiritual side. She did a 4-book saga, and I asked Carole, where did this come from? And she didn't know. But it was literally inspired. She walked daily with our Lord, and many of her works were inspired. She just started typing and they flowed. Another just amazing part of her character and personality that carried her throughout her life. And her passing was so gentle and peaceful because she was going into the arms of the Lord and she knew it. I can't say too much about her. I was blessed to spend the last 5 years with her as a friend and a collaborator, and she will be in my heart forever.
And so many others as well that she touched with this remarkable career. And when she decided to move to California and turning around and helping other people, the book Sing, for example, is one that sort of exemplifies her career. She was successful at doing this and sharing these stories with other people. And getting ready for one of our interviews, I was watching a few interviews that she had done and was impressed that she was in the arts and so enthusiastic about the arts and wanting to touch people and wanting to lead young people and all of us into the arts and into a better life. Carol Love Forbes, actress, author, singer, hostess, artist, model, a designer of theater gowns, a star of the theater as well, so much and touched so many lives. And you mentioned before the fact that she was accomplished as an artist, as an author in so many genres. Usually it's about, you know, you'll pick science fiction and you write a lot of science fiction. She did children's books, one that Saving Alicia's Baby that Gary helped her with and did the illustrations. And yeah, he was with us on the program to talk about that. The first book she did was with the Saga. This was a four-book novel series about women in early American history. I want to talk about that for a second because she was really emphasized women and success and living your dream. And this comes out in this four-book series that took her a long time to write because she did research on that. Usually somebody will take it a little bit lighter with the first book. Their first book series is still out there and still selling well, isn't it?
Yes, and what she did was thoroughly research the contribution of women in the new world, as she called it, but it was, you know, from 1623 to the creation of our nation, 1776, and how women contributed to our nation. She researched it to the point that her fictional characters, she wove in, you know, historic characters, which put all of their efforts in context. She also had a remarkable ability. Her characters really come to life. Since she was a stage actress, she knew how to portray characters, and she knew how to, you know, put flesh on them.
Yeah, exactly.
To the point that her books have a lot of dialogue, and through the dialogue, you understand the characters and the history. There was another element I wanted to pass on that.
Well, the history, these are like reading books of history when you go back and you read this four-part series. It's the Saga of Bridget and Amanda. They've got she's got the New World, that's book number one, New Generations, New Challenges, and a New Nation. And this is so well written. The characters come alive. The historical period that she's referencing comes alive as well. We're talking about the Carol Love Forbes. Guest in the program is her brother Gary Love. Carol's website is carollovepublishing.com. Information there on all of the books. You'll be able to order all of those, and I'll list those as we're going through the conversation today. You can order them there. You'll see all of the pictures of her amazing career and get all the information on her background and how she was able to touch so many people. We were going to focus on The New Planet, and we'll touch on that, the one book that we were going to discuss. The last time that we had a chance to talk, we talked about The Bartender's Holiday, I think was the book that we discussed then. This is the new planet. This is interesting. You mentioned the spiritual side that Carol had. The book explores the line between science and spirituality in the story of two strong characters. Briefly talk about this book, the New Planet, and she sets this up with a remarkable story using the spiritual qualities between the two characters.
Indeed, and there was apprehension in the beginning, I think you said earlier. The Institute was in, its goal was to repopulate dead planets in the galaxy, and I think maybe they even did other things, but this story focused on that. And in order to do that, they had, if you would, a Noah's Ark. There was a planet that where they saved the creatures of the universe that were threatened in various places, sort of in preparation of then repopulating planets. So as the story went, the Institute hired a pilot. They needed transport to get to that planet and to move the animals. And so the heroine of the story, who was very spiritual, was apprehensive about this character. And he is a very pragmatic man. And one of the first things he does, though, it turns out he's involved with the planet that has the animals. And he takes her on a tour, which shocks her and really opens her heart to him, because she sees that he does have a compassionate side. She doesn't maybe have her spirituality, but he has a compassion for these animals. I don't want to tell the whole story, but they end up repopulating a planet, restoring that planet. And remarkably, two of their friends who they had lost contact with at the Institute turn up at the planet. Well, the man who came there, as you would imagine, he was heralded as a god by the local populace.
Yes.
This man came out of the sky. And they were captured by the local people and really quite threatened. And they took them to the king. Well, it turns out the king was their old friend, which really was a wonder. It's not the ending of the story. I don't want to go there because I don't want to ruin it for you. But that sort of gives you the thread of how it began and where it ended. Unfortunately, it's a short story, and she did not develop completely all of the things, but the basic thread is and the arc of the story is wonderful and very compelling and a good read.
Well, it's so fascinating because it's fast-paced. She was able to keep the story moving, as she's done with all of her books. So often an author gets caught up, I think, in their words and their own thoughts, and they don't make it necessarily easy for the reader. Carol was a genius at going through and getting to the point and moving along to the point where we don't want to put the book down as we're reading. She was a wonderful world creator with a world building, which she did in this particular case. And she throws romance in there and developing the characters. All of the elements are there. One review says, Carol has created a very succinct and carefully crafted narrative that brilliantly explores the nature of spirituality and how it impacts not only our understanding of the new world, but the universe at large. So it's an entertaining story, a thought-provoking story as well, isn't it, Gary? It gets you thinking as you're seeing the interactions of the characters and the world that Carol has created for them.
Yes, and it really then stresses the importance, you know, that we have, you know, this side of us, and that we evolve this side of us so that we really contribute to individuals in our lives and to our work, and ultimately how we can impact you know, a planet and the universe, you know, being a force for good.
You know, it's amazing. So many people write a number of books. It takes them years to do this. Carol has touched so many people with the wide variety of topics she addresses in the books. Only doing it since when she was 79 years old, started this remarkable career of making these words come to life on the page. And I'll mention some of these. It's Allie's turn. I want to come back to that in a second. One of the children's books, Saving Alicia's Baby, and Gary worked with her on that, and we interviewed both of them for that program. Schizophrenia, The Saga of Bridget and Amanda, the four-part series I talked about. The New Planet that we were talking about on the program today, A Bartender's Holiday, Sing, which is a handbook for potential singers. So she's really covered a number of topics, and I love the children's book as well. In the book, it's Allie's turn. She talks about, and for preschoolers, maybe the first time they're talking about hearing somebody talk about positive self-image and how to be optimistic, how to develop your inner strength. And she talks about you can make your dreams come alive. And I think that sort of sums up a part of Carol's life, wouldn't you say, that she took her dreams and she lived them. She made them come alive.
Well, and it was more than that. I found in her papers and going through where she had really had a gospel for children. I mean, she wanted to have an outreach, you know, for children and to bring them in, you know, to communicate with them, you know, religion. And it was focused on them, and a lot of the element, the central element, was that always, you know, establishing self-worth and self-love, so the children had would then end up having a good
yes.
life.
Well, that book, it's Allie's Turn, Saving Alicia's Baby, both those available. You'll find them at Carol's website, carollovepublishing.com. You'll find them, of course, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, the usual places. One of the messages in that book, and I keep coming back to that, this was designed for children, preschool children, to help them to build their foundation. Great for adults to go back and to read this book as well. Maybe it's something you can read to your child or your grandchild and learn something from her messages. The one I liked was staying true to oneself. And again, I'm thinking of Carol, and that had to be one of her mottos going through life. She was true to herself. When she wanted to make this career turn, she was able to do it and do it successfully. Was that how you see her as well? She really was true to who Carol was, wasn't she?
Very much so, and to the point that, you know, that she really reached out to friends and in the same way, you know, to share that with them. And she was a very generous and loving person and was dearly loved by many of her friends who came and to her service. And it was so good to meet some of them who I knew about, you know, but through her works. And it was a wonderful sharing at her celebration of life.
As we're recording this program, we've got pictures of Carol that are on screen. And you can see the video version of this interview by going to thisweekinamerica.us, the video section, or just Googling it and going to YouTube. You'll find this. You'll see book covers for the books that we talked about. You'll see pictures of Carol. I love her smile. And sometimes you can really learn something from someone's smile. This smile is genuine. So often you smile because you know somebody's going to take a picture, so you do like a fake smile. You really learn something about her by watching the warmth that she had for people when you see that smile in her face. She genuinely was a people person, wasn't she?
Oh, very much. And her smile would just lit me up.
Yes.
She could just light up the room with her smile. And I think some of those, I sent some of those pictures, and they may be on display. I know some of them are in the webpage, although some of my favorite ones aren't there. I need to update that. I need to update that webpage with her unpublished plays, and I
Oh,
think
yes.
her proposed outreach to children for religion. It's more of a spiritual approach. You know, she doesn't take any particular
Yes.
denomination. It's, it's more to enlighten the child so that they have a wonderful sense of self-worth.
The child, and again, I'll say their parents and grandparents and neighbors and teachers and friends. There's so many lessons that Carol has in her book that are good for all of us. Just as we're concluding here, I want to go back to that time in San Francisco. You go, you see a play, your sister is starring in that play. That's my sister, you had to be thinking as you're looking up on stage, dominating the stage, standing ovation. What was that like? How proud was Gary during that particular performance?
It's, I hate to say it. I hear people say, I don't know how to describe it. I don't have words for it. It's almost at that level. There's such a feeling of pride and love at that moment that just, it's just, is that really my sister? Oh
Yes.
my goodness. That's my sister. And look at who she is and look at what she has embraced and how we embrace her. It was just an indescribable almost feeling for her and what she had accomplished.
And the other side of that is, for example, at the memorial, the ceremony that was celebrating her life, the people that touched her in different ways. It wasn't like a sellout crowd in San Francisco giving a standing ovation. It was one-on-one and Carol giving to somebody and making an impact in that person's life. It was more than just this. Well, the whole world, the cliche, was a stage for her, wasn't it? She was able to interact and work with everybody.
Well, that's how it turned out a lot. Unfortunately, many of her friends didn't live as long as you did. So, but she still had half a dozen friends. She was 93. A lot of her friends were younger, which was very fortunate because we had a group of loving friends to send her off. We ended the ceremony with the release of White Doves, and that was just that finished the ceremony and
Yes.
really gave a sense of her leaving.
What a legacy that
I'm thinking about the love that I had for her and the loss that I'm feeling right now.
Well, I really appreciate you taking the time to do this. The focus was going to be on the new planet. We touched on that. This is a sci-fi thriller you're going to enjoy. It's got spirituality. It's got romance. It's got conflict. It's got a new world, a world that Carol has created. That book and all of her books are available at carollovepublishing.com, and you'll find them, of course, Amazon, Barnes & Noble as well. But more than that, it's touching the people. It's the person that she was and the message that she was able to deliver to these people. Again, the children that we talked about and the important life messages that she has for them. So important for the whole legacy of Carol Love Forbes. And Gary, thank you again, so sorry for what you've gone through. My sincere condolences, and thank you for sharing more about Carol's life today. Just a remarkable life that she led, and we feel your loss, and we feel your enthusiasm and love for Carol and her life and how she's touched people. Thank you for being with us on the program.
Oh, Rick, thank you. Thank you so much for this opportunity to share with everyone her life from all that she did and from my perspective.
Well,
thank
it is
you.
Our pleasure, and it's been a pleasure working with you in these interviews. The two times I've had a chance to talk to Carol made a remarkable impression on me, and the more I researched and looked into what all she's done and seen her smiling face as we were talking about her career and her life and in touching people, the closer I felt with her. It's all of this, and I've only talked to her a couple of times, and it seems like many more than that with the impression that she made. And I would like to thank you, our Link Print and Media, for arranging our conversation once again today with Gary, marketing platforms that are completely customizable to your needs. URLink Print and Media, their website, urlinkpublishing.com. Carol's website, Gary's website, again, carollovepublishing.com. Carrie, the best, Gary, the best of you. Thank you for joining us on the program. Again, my condolences. Thank you for sharing this remarkable career with us on the program.
Thank you very much, Rick. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Appreciate it. Gary's website, remarkable. Carol Love Forbes. You'll find all about her on the website, carollovepublishing.com. Information, of course, on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.